Pretty incredible career when you see it laid out like that. 11 gold-laden days have come to an end for the New Zealand team at the Commonwealth Games. The event came to a close in Birmingham this morning with squash duo Joelle King and Amanda Landers-Murphy bagging our 20th and final gold medal. And the bevy of brilliant performances have not only given us plenty to celebrate, they're adding weight to the Games' potential return to Kiwi shores. Clay Wilson reports.
Up Birmingham 2022. It's going to be Lewis Claremont, or is it Jane Ayres? It is! Lewis Claremont gets it! Wow, what a week this young man is having from New Zealand.
Oh, he saved his best till last. Tom Walsh is a double gold medalist at the Commonwealth Games.
Oh, they've done it. They've done it. Paul Cole and Joelle King have got the gold.
A gold rush of unprecedented proportions. New Zealand's biggest gold medal haul and our best overall tally of 49 at an away Commonwealth Games. Leaving team chef de mission Nigel Avery a very happy man.
The balance has swung in our favour. The stars are in alignment. 20 gold medals is an amazing performance. You know, lots of silvers and bronzes, and as you said, improvements in rankings and those unexpected PBs as well. So it's just been fantastic.
Just one of many superlatives to describe this high-flying contingent of Kiwis. A swag of 17 medals to our cyclists, including 10 gold across the track, road and mountain bike trail. 9 medals too in swimming, while athletics scooped 6 podium finishes. One of those, a gold to shot put star Tom Walsh.
It was just such a good vibe in the village. Obviously, from a selfish point of view on the athletic side, it was awesome. You know, everyone that got selected was in the mix. Just an awesome time to be a part of such a successful team.
A team which Sports Minister Grant Robertson believes gave New Zealanders plenty of bang for their buck.
It's been a fantastic Games, outperformed expectations in a number of areas. Some new athletes coming through, so the investment that's going into them is paying off. When you get 49 medals and 20 gold medals, you've got to be pretty happy about that.
And chef de mission Nigel Avery says it shows why that government investment into Commonwealth and Olympic Games is so important.
That sense of national pride and that feel-good factor when, you know, results, you know, such as the last week and a half have come through. And I think the other one is hopefully we see a surge in registrations of sports that young people have watched, and maybe they say, well, I want to be where those people are. I mean, I was one of those kids, you know, watching John Walker in 1976.
New Zealand's success also boosts the push to bring the Commonwealth Games back to Kiwi shores for the first time since 1990. The New Zealand government has already announced they're considering hosting the Games again at some point in the future. Grant Robertson says while it would be a massive undertaking, spreading the events around the country could cut costs.
2026, the Games are being held in Victoria, not actually in Melbourne, but in regional Victoria across 3 or 4 different centres. Previously, the Commonwealth Games Federation hasn't been comfortable with that model. The fact that they are does at least open up the possibility that we could look at a Games hosted in different centres across New Zealand.
For now, though, it's all about basking in the golden glow. And with the 2024 Olympics looming, Nigel Avery says it bodes well for plenty of podium possibilities in Paris.
Clearly, sport is in a good place in New Zealand, and so the national sporting organisations, their support teams and clearly the athletes are doing an amazing job preparing for these pinnacle events.
Australia topped the medal standings with 178 and 67 gold, with New Zealand's 49 medals and 20 gold placing them 5th overall.